Chapter 15. Bruce said, "Could I work with animals?" "No," Mike said. "I think I'm going to put you on one of our farms. I want to try you with plants for a while, a few months. Well, out in the open, where you can touch the ground. With all these rocket ship space probes, there's been too much trying to reach the sky. I want you to make the attempt to reach.
I want to be with something living,"
Mike explained. "But the ground is living. The Earth is still alive. You can get the most help there. Do you have any agricultural background? Seeds and cultivation and harvesting?"
"I worked in an office."
"Well, you'll be outside from now on. If your mind comes back, it'll have to come back naturally. You can't make yourself think again. You can only keep working, such as sowing crops or tilling on our vegetable plantations, as we call them, or killing insects. We do a lot of that, driving insects out of existence with the right kind of sprays. We're very careful, though, with sprays. They can do more harm than good. They can poison not only the crops and the ground, but the person using them. Eat his head," he added, "like yours has been eaten."
"Okay," Bruce said. "You have been sprayed," Mike thought as he glanced at the man, "so that now you've become a bug. Spray a bug with a toxin and it dies. Spray a man, spray his brain, and he becomes an insect that clacks and vibrates about in a closed circle forever. A reflex machine, like an ant, repeating his last instruction. Nothing new will ever enter his brain," Mike thought, "because that brain is gone. And with it, that person who once gazed out, that I never knew. But maybe, if he is placed in the right spot, in the right stance, he can still see down and see the ground and recognize that it is there and place something which is alive, something different from himself, in it to grow. Since that is what he or it can't do any longer, this creature beside me has died and so can never again grow. It can only decay gradually until what remains, too, is dead. And then we cart that off." There is little future, Mike thought, for someone who is dead. There is usually only the past. And for Arctur Fred Bruce, there is not even the past. There is only this.